K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host, once again for the Purple Project Podcast. Another daily edition coming at you on the 2nd of November, 2022. This will be out on Friday. I'm recording this on mid-Wednesday afternoon, post-Cavs men's basketball. And I'm not going to put, as I'm sitting here recording this on Wednesday, I will not post anything when I get home tonight after youth group, so I'm going to take a step back from that, from doing all that, because I know with youth group and everything else, it gets a little too busy, especially you gotta do some picking up around the house. So I won't post this. This, I won't do any more posting until tomorrow. This won't be posted out, coming out until the women's second and final preseason game on Friday. That's the day, of course. Episode 129 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly will come out that night as well. So a lot going on. As usual, I wanted to comment on the men's basketball performance, the one and only preseason game, and for the most part, you know, other than a sluggish second half there, K-State, they jumped out all over the Washburn Ichabods last night there in that game. Jerome Tang, it's not official yet, but everything's for real next weekend. It's finally nice to see. I've been clamoring throughout the summer and everything else about, I want to see this team together. And all this talk around here in Manhattan about, you know, once we got Keontae Johnson here to Manhattan, oh, damn, this is an NCAA tournament team. Well, I got to see it first because I don't know 90% of these guys except for Keontae. I don't know him personally. I've just seen him, Keontae. And we know what Marquise Noel is all about and Ishmael Shood from last year's team. The two lone holdovers from last year. And then, of course, you got to throw in Taj Manning in there, who was a part of that Bruce Weber's recruiting class there as well. He didn't see the court like he did last night, but for the most part, damn, I was excited to see this team, and damn, I'm obviously between me and my coach Alex Aiden, I'm very impressed with the length and athleticism. Seems like up and down this roster, and as the year goes on, once we really get into this for real next week, see this team kind of gel. They're already gelling off the court with the stuff they got going on with the brotherhood they got going on already, the bond, and that's very important. And Naquan Tomlin and Marquise Noel talked about that on the 3 Mile Pod. Shout out 3 Mile Pod a few weeks ago during the Oklahoma week. They talked about that a little bit. And I have not listened to the recent ones yet. I will be tomorrow, along with the other football preview on 3 Mile. Again, shout out to those guys, Kurtz, DY, Manbank. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those guys, they do a good job. But yeah, they do a great job. But yeah, I wanted to see these guys together. And this is not going to be a one-time thing. I want to keep these guys at least 4, 5, 6 games under the belts before I even say anything. And I was going to say that I was going to wait until after non-con, maybe after the first fourth of the conference schedule to make my decision on whether this team. But damn, I mean, this coaching staff set out a purpose for these guys. They don't want to settle for no damn NIT. They want to get to the tournament, and I was very anxious you see these guys. And for the most part, you know, other than it got sloppy toward the end of the first half and really sloppy in the second half of that in the game, but they jumped out on these boys and took care of business with a 74-40 victory. Actually, hang on, let me see, I don't think that's right. My bad. Yep, 70, that was like towards a few minutes ago in the game. 76-49, your final score of the only preseason game. K-State just dominated from the start. And they got a little complacent there. Jerome Tang, head coach, men's basketball. They're finally getting himself on a court there. Had some hilarious quotes there as well. But I think it finally hit him there. This was an impressive crowd. Just near 700,000. Yeah, somewhere around 7,000. Yeah, 1,000, 7,000, 7,000 almost at Bramble's to see these guys play last night. And Keontae, who I've seen a lot as a Florida fan, he looked pretty good. Obviously, it's early, But damn, he looks pretty good. Made an acrobatic and one in that first half there. Cam Carter got the start. Alex's guy. Shout out to my boy Alex. We'll be get ready for a great episode this week. Cam Carter started. Noel, Ishma Should, Miami Ebola, and Keontae were the starters in this game. And there was a comment, and Naquan Tomlin made it to Big 12 Media Days, and he said Coach Tang afterwards said he got to be out of practice. So already, you see Drum Tang messing around. Whether you are a starter or not, you're going to have to earn it in the practice. And you see that already with these guys already. So I was very happy to finally, after all this talk, finally see these guys play for once before they get it going for real. The next week, K-State, again, offensively, they were very efficient, and defensively as well. Gotcha. They were stifling on defense. Jump out to a 35-10 lead with just over 6 minutes left in the game there. As well, and the Ichabods, they're no slouch either. The Ichabods, right? They are in NCAA Division II. They advanced in the second round a year ago in the playoffs last year as well. Cam Carter led the Cats last night with 13 points there, 4-7, and he was 4-5 from the charity stripe. 3 rebounds, 3 assists there as well. Naquan Tomlin off the bench had 11 points in the game as well, and Cam Carter had a team-high 24 minutes. Coach Tang and his staff, they wanted everybody to get a taste of preseason. That's what it's all about, man. Trying to get, you got that, and I already see, I mean, I'm not close to the team, but I'm close enough that you can see the calamity off the field. These guys laugh and joke around, but Alex has mentioned this several times, that first verse of adversity, we'll have to see how this team responds when that comes. For sure, everybody got a piece of the pie last night there, including Jarrell Colbert. He had like 5 blocks in a span of 5 minutes there for him. The LSU transfer there as well. K-State shot 44% from the field and 57% there from actually 57 in from the paint there as well. On the other side of Washburn, Connor Deffelbog hit double figures for the Ichabods with 11 points. He went 4 of 13 and 2 of 3 from the game as well. We talked about these guys. Cam Carter, I wanted to see him play in action. Not much playing time at Mississippi State. That's what I'm talking about. Trying to get to know these guys better on the floor. Cam Carter, that's going to be some backcourt right there. Cam Carter, Marquise Noel. Let's not forget Desi Stills up in there as well. Tyke Green made a spectacular dunk. A couple K-State players made spectacular dunks last night. David Nickerson, the Virginia Tech transfer. Oh, man, these guys are going to be deep. I would not be surprised. I'll obviously to see these guys go too deep. These guys are just talented. The length, the athleticism, we all, K-State Nation, finally got to see it in person. And I can't wait to see these guys go to work in the regular season beginning next week at Bramah's first official game for Joe Drum Tang next week. Got to be impressed with that. You got to get 1%, or was it 1 possession better, 1% better? Drum Tang, Tang's model there. He spoke about the student section, and of course he's been a part of that student section, not in Bramlage, talking about on the football field, which I'm pretty sure he'll make an appearance here out there on Saturday night against Texas out there. But he commented on them several times. He's definitely made an impact not only around his community already. Obviously, again, he had no ties to K-State, none. Obviously, he comes from a pedigree, championship pedigree team with Baylor and Scott Drew over there. Who still is the coach over there, but Jerome Tang was the assistant to Scott Drew there as well. Tang, after the game, quote, man, the student section was incredible tonight.
The energy was great. It was fun to be out there and watch the guys really get after it. I thought they flew around in the first half and played with great passion. I thought they tried to share the ball, and sometimes they shared it a little bit too much. Gave it to the other team, and so we're going to cut that down. But overall, it's a great start, and we got a long way to go, end quote. And any comment on, again, we talked about a lot about Cam Carter on this episode, and we'll get to Keontae Johnson as well. Coach Tang on Carter, quote, "I just love kids from Louisiana. When I was at Baylor, when we went to the Elite Eight, we had Tweety Carter and Lace Darius Dunn." There we go. Call Louisiana Bulls. "When we won a national championship, we had Jared Butler and Mark Vidal, and I call them the Louisiana Bulls. And now we got Cam and Dorian Finister, who got a lot of playing time out here." So I got to correct my statement. A few weeks ago, last time when I talked about men's basketball, I said something about Dorian Finister not seeing the floor. I gotta take that back. He looked really good last night. that's what I'm talking about. I want to get to know these guys on the floor, how they're gonna play in Jerome Tang's system. And Dorian Finister actually looked good. Keontae Johnson, from Coach Tang, he said, quote, "It was terrific. We played a private closed practice scrimmage against Southern Illinois," which I didn't really know about until Three Mall mentioned this a couple weeks ago as well. I think Alex mentioned this as well. I can't remember if he did or not. I'm not exactly sure if he didn't mention this, but I know Three Mall did. Again, they're D-wise a lot more closer to the team. Cole's right there. I mean, John used to cover the team for a long time, for a decade and change as well. So those guys know what they're talking about. When it comes to K-State sports, let's see when we finish up real quick. Again, it's the Purple Project Podcast, PPBD, postcast, preseason style, as K-State ran the next month, Eddie. That's next month. Washburn, Ichabod's, Alabama's last night. To finish up here, and he mentioned that he probably mentioned, Coach Tang mentioned that Johnson, they might have played him a little bit too much. 31 minutes, he had a double-double, and so we purposefully said, "Hey, we're going to play him. It's not too far any other reason other than let's get some other dudes in there and not leave them out there as long. I mean, you could have easily have played 30 minutes tonight and had a double-double. It's just cool to see the young fellow out on the floor again doing what he loves," end quote, there as well. So, yeah, that's pretty much the cap it off right there. And, yeah, it's this team right here, they're gonna be right there in the mix. Again, I have to feel them out some more to see what's going on. But, yeah, the size, you can notice already. There's already a noticeable trend with this team from past Bruce Weber teams. They got the athleticism. They got the length. They definitely got a defense there if they're locked in, for sure. They're definitely locked in the first half. Second half, they were a little sluggish, but that defense was still hanging in there as well. So, yeah, like Coach Tank said, long way to go, but a good start, though. But that was preseason. It's for real. Next Monday against Texas Rio Grande, team that we have seen a lot, whether it's basketball, especially soccer, and volleyball. I think volleyball as well. We've seen them there as well. So that we got them on the map next Monday night, folks. And I think that's a part of a doubleheader as well. Women play the earlier game as well. So you're going to get doubleheader on Monday. Can't get any better. Next Monday, the season starts for men's and women's basketball. Officially, the K-State men in their preseason tilt there by blowing out Washburn 76-49. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this men's basketball edition of the podcast. Again, make sure if you're not already, make sure K-State Nation subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Got a good one coming up. Another special guest coming up on the weekly edition leading into Texas on Saturday night. And yes, we have, I think volleyball's playing tonight, or either tonight or Friday, somewhere in there as well. So, yeah, a lot going on. Soccer just ended their season as well. So, but men's and women's basketball heating up, and football right on in the thick of trying to get themselves into Arlington. And we got a couple of podcasts coming on them, as well as the college football playoff standings came out last night as well. Eddie Greer again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition. Go Cavs!